Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome, everybody, to Sign of the Times. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. We began off of a page on Facebook called If the Women Walks, We All Walk Blackout NYC. That has grown to over 8,000 members. And we also have a UAC page, and I myself have a page, as Queen Tahira, and so does Sign of the Times on Facebook. Please look us up. If you would like to reach us directly, my phone number is area code 513-443-4684, 513 443-4684. You also can reach out to us via email at signthetimes19@gmail.com. Again, it's signthetimes19@gmail.com. We also are accepting your 10-10-50 monthly donations. $10 a month, we're asking that all of our listeners please consider contributing to Sign of the Times, because we need you in order to help make our programming a lot better and to extend our programming, because we are looking at going into an actual network, and just to come to your city as the weather breaks in the springtime to join and unite and hopefully build some bridges and some communication where we are lacking as a community. It is our goal, along with our 10-point program, to be able to do that, to also form a youth council, and hopefully that will be coming together in the springtime as well. And so tonight I have the pleasure of having Sister Aziza Nubia joining us. She is an author and also CEO and editor-in-chief of Natural Woman Magazine. She is a naturally gifted healer who specializes in spiritual clearing, personal life, and relationship coaching, intuitive guidance from higher dimensions. The Art of Being a Woman was created to help connect women with their divine feminine self. In this book, you will learn tools and tips to help you restore balance in your life so you can create the life that you desire. With a healthy mind and body, you have the power to use 100% of your mind by applying the ancient knowledge of some of the greatest civilizations on this planet. Aziza is a mother of five, Joseph, who is 11, Andrea, who is 5, Roy, the third, who is 4, and her twin boys, Zion and Xavion, who are age 2, whom she gave birth to naturally. Wonderful, Aziza. Aziza is an advocate of women's rights around the world. She has made it her mission to empower women around the world to use their unique gifts and talents and skills to create the life of their dreams. Her quote is, "You can have it all, the career, business, relationship, house, money, and freedom, by simply living every single day being a woman. It is an art." And so, Aziza, I'm having some technical difficulties here. I'm going to play a little bit of, I'm going to play a little bit of music here, and then I'm going to be right back to you. I apologize, but just hold tight for me for a second. Thanks. I'll be right back.
Here's a question. If you disagree with the moral basis of a law, would you still obey it? What makes a law law? What gives a law validity? Why are laws so highly regarded in society?
That's a very good question. Thank you, Sister Aziza. It looks like your mic is open. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing great. How are you, Queen?
Oh, honey, you know, we get through these little struggles in life. I'm like, oh, my God, I wish this little wheel would stop spinning and actually open this mic up for me, please, Lord. So thank you. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for joining us this evening. So, yeah, let's talk about this book, Sister Friend.
Yes,
so,
yes,
the
yes.
Art
let's
of
talk
being
about
a
it.
Woman. So you know you're gonna start some stuff with this book, right? I just want you to know that. You know that, right?
Yes, I hope so. I wrote it. It's been 2 years writing it. It was a lot bigger, but I condensed it smaller for, you know, to have sequel copies. But I hope it just reaches as many women as possible and to motivate, inspire, and, you know, help us to achieve our dreams and our goals, because it's so important.
Absolutely. We've got sisters out here juggling a lot, and you definitely have your plate full. So tell me what all went into inspiring this book to come out of you? You said it took 2 years of writing. Wow, that's a pretty big commitment.
Yes. Actually, I started the book. The title was totally different. It was back in 2000. Actually, it's longer than 2 years. It started in 2011. So it's much longer. But it started off as being Return to Balance, Keys to Success. And it was a small ebook that was probably about 25 pages. And it was just basically just tips and information that I've learned throughout my life about, you know, utilizing the law of attraction and how to manifest and really just use your spiritual gifts. And as life changed and I evolved, a lot of things happened in my life, just more was added to the story. And the closer I got to completing it, I'm like, wow, this is a book that every woman should have. Like, this is the art of being a woman, because everything is all about how we can really just change reality based upon some of the things that I have experienced and some of the things that I've witnessed or have interviewed from other people through my journey of starting Natural Woman Magazine. So it is an interesting book. I tell people when you start reading it, it's going to be hard to put it down because it's easy to read and it's just packed with a lot of information.
Wow. So how long have you been in the business of writing, and what made you want to become an author?
Well, I would say I come from a family of writers. My mother writes, my grandmother writes, my uncle, my brother. Writing is in my blood. And I've been writing since I was a little girl. Like, I've actually wrote a stage play for school before and wrote poems. And so I've always been a writer. I was the editor-in-chief of my high school newspaper. And just writing has always been a part of my life. I've always written books. And so I would say it's just a gift. You know, it's the gift through the pen of being able to connect with spirit and just allow spirit to flow through you and you give a positive message out. So writing is in my blood.
That's what's up. You allowed your natural talents to come through, and then you turned around and gifted, you know, other people with it. That is, shows you that you have a good spirit as well.
Yes, I always believe that, you know, in order for the world to be a better place, everybody has to be in a better place. So share good information to as many people as possible. And that's the gift behind it all. And that's, you know, my purpose with everything is just inspiring people to live a better life, create something different with your life. You don't have to continue to struggle and go through the same thing over and over and over. You have a mind that you can take control of. You just need to know how to use your mind. You know, we're not taught how to use our mind. We're taught to be on autopilot. So that's, you know, the book is interesting. This is very interesting.
So you say that you, you know, acquired your life path and the path that you're on as an author and some of the things that you talk about in the book based on spirituality. So that must be like your vitamin, your daily vitamin to get you through. You've got a lot going on. You've got 5 children. You're an author. You have the magazine. How do you manage to keep all of that in balance?
Wow, it is a constant struggle. It's a constant struggle because it's so complex, but I make it manage. I make it work for me because it's been a major journey. Just the whole concept of the book and the magazine, you know, all of that was inspired through me wanting to become a better person for my children. And so it became a vision, you know, like something that I had to do and something that I have to do, like it's a part of my purpose. And through that, I will, you know, gain all the prosperity, I can gain all the abundance, and I will be set because I'm doing what my purpose is. You know, I'm doing what the Most High wanted me to do. So it's an everyday thing. I don't have a secret formula. It's just how I handle things. So But it's busy.
Now,
my day is busy.
The subtitle says, "The Art of Being a Woman, Every Tool a Woman Needs to Create the Life of Her Dreams." And you have some very specific things on the cover, but mostly I think what people are going to notice is you. This
yes.
is you on the cover, correct?
Yes, that is me on the cover.
Okay, Miss
yes.
Girlfriend. Okay, so what? How dare you be so bold and really show that you are secure enough in yourself as a mom, as a woman, as a sister to say, you know, this is me and my glory and welcome to my world, huh?
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. You can ask, like, once we did the cover, because we had to think about the cover, like, with the title, The Art of Being a Woman, we were going to go businessy with me dressing in a business suit. But then at that time of me coming up with the cover, like, I just got a divorce, my whole living situation had changed, and I just felt like I need to be myself and just stand out in my own and be bold. And the art of being a woman, you know, why not show a powerful woman who's confident, who is feels beautiful in her skin? Because I used to weigh over 232 pounds. You know, I had to, you know, I used to weigh that much. I used to be very unhappy with myself and didn't think I was beautiful. I had relaxers that took a lot of my hair out, and you know, I'm proud to be the woman I am today and proud to look like this because it took a lot of work to get to that point. So,
I did it to empower other women to not be afraid and to own you, own what you have.
And be proud of yourself as a woman, no matter what, huh?
Exactly. You have to be... because if you're not proud of yourself or comfortable with yourself, who will be then? You know, you create your reality. When you sit there and you can't be proud of yourself or you feel unworthy, those things will manifest and reflect in your life. You know, and the
yes,
whole
they
goal
will.
For every yeah, and the whole goal for everybody is to create a happier life for yourself. That's the time that we're in now. Create something better for yourself. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is how you feel about yourself, because you're the one creating your reality. You know, like we get it so twisted because we want to look to external things, you know, live it, like have the external environment make us feel better. And really those things don't make us feel better because we continue to need them to feel better, where you should feel better without them. It should be something that comes within. And that's what I think the art of being a woman is all about, is teaching a woman how to be comfortable and be secure and be confident with herself, with who she is, and that will reflect in your external world. So, and it's pretty basic and practical that anybody can get it.
So what are some of these tools?
Well, some of the tools are, you know, understanding the law of attraction, learning how to use the art of prayer, because prayer is something that's so important. Learning how to use the art of beauty. A lot of times people don't even look at their beauty. Or women, you know, we either pay too much attention to our beauty, but we don't really know that it's power in that. We've been given, beauty has been given to us as a gift, and we should use that gift to beautify the world and everyone around us. If you're a beautiful woman and you walk down the street and you can make 10 people smile and feel good by you just walking past, you're beautifying the world, and that's just energy being transferred. So I talk about how to use the art of beauty and be comfortable with your inner beauty, because your inner beauty is what creates your outer beauty. You know, we talk about poverty consciousness, how you can manifest more money, how you can start a business, how you have better relationships, just all mental tools, and they're self-help tools that can help you create a better life. And it's practical. Talk about food and detoxing, because that's something that's so major, just the foods that you put into your body. So it's a lot of different topics and tools in there that I'm pretty sure anybody can find useful. I have a nice chapter, or chapter 11, where we talk about, you know, using the art of sex as well to create and manifest things for you. So it's a little bit of everything.
Well, we'll keep the show PG.
Yes.
Sex, but maybe we'll have to have you back for a special show, adult broadcast, because those are conversations we need to have too. But you talk about understanding the law of attraction. Now, some may know what the law of attraction is and how it works. How are you saying that we as women could use it to our advantage?
Use it for your advantage of, you know, bringing towards you the things that you want. You know, a lot of times, a lot of women, you know, we stop living life once we have children or once we get married, and we think that our goals, you know, we settle. Like, it's too much going on in our life because we give and give to everybody else that we can't have the life we desire. But utilizing the law of attraction and learning how to work with it, because the law of attraction is working for you whether you want to or not. You know, it's always happening. You're constantly attracting everything that you're experiencing. So with using the law of attraction, I'm teaching and sharing with you that it's all about, you know, you can have anything you desire. You know, you just have to align your good thoughts, positive thoughts, with a good vibration. You know, and that is the formula to just bringing towards you your desires, the things that you want. And it comes in different ways, amazing, amazing ways, you know, and it doesn't require constant, you know, 30-hour meditations, and just 16 seconds a day of just visualizing the life you desire. You know, that's all it takes, and your life just starts to change. You know, things just start to happen, and it's crazy because it's something that you're actually making happen for yourself. It's a thought that came from you, you know, so I think it's pretty cool. But those are some of the things I go into. I point out some of the, you know, some of the things that we manifest for ourselves that may be a bit negative, you know, like relationships, money issues, you know, all of those things we're attracting and manifesting for ourselves based upon how we're thinking and feeling. So the whole goal with that is just to help you to align thoughts with positive vibrations. That's the key.
Yes, and I can say also it does work. And the more you use it, the funner it is. It can throw you off at first because we are traditionally, especially sisters, are not really brought up with that mindset that, you know, things can actually manifest from the way that we think and the vibrations that we not only give out but what we actually receive. And so when you talk about the art of being a woman, we've got a lot of sisters out here who are either, you know, stuck some sort of way, either in a bad relationship or a job situation. And you're talking pie in the sky, if you will, if traditionally we've never heard of being able to manifest and have things come about by the law of attraction. So what can you say to some of the sisters out here who maybe want to try this, but maybe just don't know how to even begin?
Well, the first thing I would say is you're already doing it already, you know, so this time you're being conscious of you doing it. And the first thing I would start with is, you know, start with monitoring how you're thinking. You know, if you start to monitor how you're thinking, you know, you'll start to be more aware of how you're feeling because your thoughts generate your emotions. And those are the two key components that are, you know, magnetizing you and pulling you towards the things that you're going through. And so the first thing I would say is monitor your thoughts, you know, monitor how you're feeling. And then the second thing is, and it should be number one, know what it is you want. You know, start with something small. Start with something as small as just waking up every morning to just feel good, you know, to just feel good. Just simple things like that. You put the intention out there. It's a book called E9 where they go through exercises where you meditate and focus on yellow butterflies. You know, you focus on yellow butterflies and think about it in your mind for a few seconds. And then throughout the day, you'll start to see yellow butterflies everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it's simple stuff like that. So, you know, start small and then be very clear on what you want, because the law of attraction is working for you whether you want it to or not. It's not something that you turn on and off.
you're constantly attracting. Mm-hmm. So you always have to be in control of how you're thinking and how you're feeling, because your emotions are the magnet that draws you to what you're wanting faster. Like your thoughts give it the direction. And your emotions are the thing that's going to pull you to it. And so when you have high vibrations, like when you feel grateful, when you feel loving, when you feel happy, you know, you're going to start to attract those things on your external environment, you know, that's going to make you feel that way. You know, a lot of times people struggle because they feel, you know, they feel like they're not grounded. You know, they don't feel secure. They don't feel safe. You know, if you don't feel that way, you can pretty much guess how your thoughts are going to be, and then you'll start to understand why you have the money issues that you have and continue to go through the struggles that you're having, because that's how you're feeling and that's how you're thinking. So, yeah.
And we are, in society, we see a commercialized where if you're not keeping up with the Joneses, then, you know, there's something tragically going wrong with you, when in fact that there is a way to, I guess, create anything, like you said, anything that we want to manifest in our lives without having all that external pressure from society put on us. So the younger generation who may or may not have mentors in their lives, there is this age appropriate for them to be able to read as well?
It really depends on, I wouldn't let, like, younger children, you know, under 13 read it. It just really depends on the maturity, well, especially of your daughter, even with the sex part on there, because the sex, it really teaches you what sex is and what it can be used for. So I would say teenagers, it's a good book for them to read as well, because these are tools, you know, they're growing up to be adults. They need to know this stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, children should be learning about law of attraction at the age of 5. You know, that's what I teach my children. They should be learning how to manifest their thoughts. You know, they should know how to do those things early. So this book is, you know, is great for a young woman, young teenager, 13, 14, depending on her maturity and how comfortable the parents are or her mother is. But it's a great book to a mother to have to read to her daughters and even help you find tools to teach them as well. You know, because a lot of times we want to hold things and keep things away from our children, but they need to know because they're growing up into this. They need to be prepared.
That's right. And the more prepared we are, I guess the better reaction and balance we can create as adults. Because, you know, some of us even at adult age don't quite know how to define that balance, especially if all we're doing is living basically from paycheck to paycheck, and just trying to make it, I guess, stuck on that life treadmill, it's really it's challenging to get off. But once you're off, you start to see things a lot differently than you did when you were just stuck there running, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is, and I'm still, you know, I'm nowhere near the place where I want to be, but I'm on that path of getting there, and I can feel it and I can see it, and it's so exciting and it's so happy, and I think that's how life should be for people. You know, a lot of times as we get older, people dread getting older. My birthday just passed, and I'm happy. Like, the closer I get to just every year, I know I'm getting closer to all my goals. And so it is, you know, it's all about just changing your mindset. You know, we get addicted to negative thoughts and negative vibrations. You know, and that's where the fool comes in, heavy on that part. But we don't have to feel hopeless. We don't have to struggle. You know, we are constantly creating that, you know. And it's simple things that we're taught as little kids that we kind of, you know, they somehow overpass us. But being grateful takes you a long way. You know, the difference between a rich man and a poor man is because the rich man is grateful. And the poor man is not even grateful for what he has, because the law is you continue to get more of what you ask for. You know,
that's very true.
And being grateful and being loving and being, those are high vibrations that when you are on that vibration, you feel on top of the world. Like, that's the best way I can put it. Like, when you are constantly and muster that up within yourself, you feel lucky. How do you think a lucky person is lucky? Because they feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
a person
right.
who is
Yeah, it's all about knowing how you feel. You attract this, you know. This is the lost art, the secret, you know, that everybody must get it, must understand.
Mhm. Yeah, and we have to be willing to receive it and be open to it. And I guess to a certain extent, make ourselves vulnerable to it.
Yeah. I know my thing was I wanted to be happy. You know, I was at a place, I came from a place where I've been in abusive relationships. I had my first child at 16 years old, you know, kind of felt like everybody looked at me as a disgrace of the family because I was supposed to be the basketball player and go to the WNBA, but I got pregnant. Used to be in abusive relationships, didn't like my hair, did the Beyonce weaves and all kinds of stuff and, you know, overweight, you know, used to be mad at Red Lobster because I was eating a seafood platter. But I was eating it and just feeling sorry for myself. You know, I've been there. And now I'm at a place where I'm actually living my dreams. You know, I'm actually experiencing and around the people that I've been thinking about being around. I don't know if you guys are readers of Natural Women magazine, but we chart our experiences, you know, because we apply law of attraction. We actually manifested a picture with Kevin Hart and with Nas the rapper. Just using simple law of attraction, just thinking about this kind of stuff. You know, this stuff really works. And, you know, I don't care where you come from or the stuff that you've been through or how hard life can be for you, you have the power to change it. Like, and I can say that because I have, you know, and I'm continually, I'm just every day I wake up so amazed at everything that's happening for me. In spite of the struggle, because it's always going to be a struggle. You know, everything doesn't get easier as you go along because we're here to solve problems, but it gets easier and it gets happier and it becomes what you want. You know, and that's why I think we should live life. We should live the life that we want instead of the life that's, you know, played out for us.
Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal. You said you went through a transformation period in your life, and you made up your mind to want better and to do better and to allow, I guess, the spirit to move you a certain way. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 28 years old.
Give me your range.
I'm 28.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, happy belated birthday, too, by the way.
Thank you.
So how do your children feel about all the success that you're having? I'm sure that they help to inspire you as well.
My children, they're ready for the big house and the cars right now, but they get excited. Like my daughter, she always tells me how much she wants to be like me. She's always around when we're doing, you know, magazine stuff, photo shoots or shooting commercials. My sons, you know, my twins, they're just in the mix. They just doing their thing. But my oldest son, he looks into wanting to start his own business and what he wants to do. So just, you know, they're encouraged because they're seeing me do something different. You know, a lot of times we continue to follow the same cycle and not change for our children, so to speak. Kind of like the cycle of you go to college, you graduate from college, you get married. You know, you get to work a job for like 40 years, you retire and you die, you know, and that's the cycle of unhappiness because you usually, by the time you die, you're dying from some type of disease and diseases manifest from negative emotions or whatever. So I made it my mission to want to change that for my children, to create a legacy for them, to create something to pass down to them. And teaching them how to use the law of attraction, teaching them how to manifest, you know, the things that they want, they get shocked. Like, my kids manifest going to the movies. They manifest the things that they want, you know, and I have to always make them aware, like, see, this is what happens when you just think about what you want and allow what you want to happen for you. So they get it, you know, and I try to teach it to them, and, you know, and I just know they're the reason behind my success. You know, they push me to do the things that I do, and they're, you know, they're the reason behind everything. So they dig it. Yeah.
And like you said, they're taking this journey with you. They're still young, you're young still, and you know you're gonna take this ride together. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's something that they can pass down to their children. You know, I'm looking into changing my generational stuff. I want my great 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 grandchildren from now to be able to carry on this legacy, because that's what we should be thinking about. You know, how are we going to preserve our lineage? How are we going to preserve our bloodline? You know, how are we going to continue to? Because if reincarnation is real, I don't want to come back to the same old stuff I've been coming back to. I want to make sure I set it up to where I can experience something better, you know? So that's how I think. And I feel like a lot of people should think like that, you know? What are you teaching your children? You know, I want my children to be entrepreneurs. I want them to own their own mind, you know, not give it up to anybody else. So...
Well, we're talking to Aziza Nubia, author and publisher of a book called The Art of Being a Woman, and the name of the magazine is Natural Woman Magazine. Now, where can people find the book and the magazine, Sister Aziza?
Well, you can find the magazine at www.asknaturalwoman.com. And if you went to the Natural Woman web store on the website, you can also purchase your copy of the book directly from the web store. You can also look the book up on Amazon.com, CreateSpace. If you Google me and find me on any type of social media outlet, I have constant links up for the book. And I will be at a city near you because we're starting a book tour next year. So the book will be everywhere. Well, so far we're going to start our first book signing in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then we're going to go from Nashville, and we're going to hit up Harrisburg and then start up on the East Coast and work my way down.
Nice.
So we're also looking, if people are interested in booking me and having me come and talk about the book, you know, just check out the website, naturalwoman.com, and leave a message, and they'll get it to me as soon as possible. Or... yeah, that's the best way to probably get in touch with me because I'm super busy.
Ashe. And it's going to pick up even more. Now, you said you are in Cincinnati. Have you always lived here in Cincinnati?
No. I grew up, born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I moved to Tennessee when I was 13, and I have been back and forth between Tennessee and Cincinnati till now. So Nashville, Tennessee will be exact, but I'm here in Cincinnati for the time being.
Okay, good. We'll have to link up while you're here and see if we can't. I'd love to. I did go onto the website and looked at the Natural Woman magazine, and I love the, what was it, Happy Nappy fashion show that was done. Can you talk about that?
Yes, the Happy Nappy Day Fashion Show, a Natural Woman magazine partner with Inside Body with Dr. Concierge Thought this year, and we put on the Natural Woman Fashion Show. We did one in, we did two of them in Harrisburg, one for the Natural Hair Care Expo with Malika Cooper, and then the second one with Happy Nappy Day, which is also a brand event with Malika Cooper. And the whole point of the fashion show is to showcase natural beauty. You know, women wearing their natural hair, feeling beautiful in their natural skin, their natural curves, just who they are. We had a lot of children involved because it's so important that we teach our young girls how to love themselves, love their nappy hair, because I grew up not liking my nappy hair. I grew up praying every night that God made my hair straight and long, and I woke up and it wasn't like that, and I was just super mad. So I made it, you know, one of our missions to make sure we teach our young girls to love their nappy hair, which is super awesome. But the fashion show was good. We promoted a lot of local designers, and we're looking to take the show to different cities to, you know, keep the Natural Woman Fashion Show going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that would be great to be able to have that travel to other cities. And it also would definitely help inspire the young ladies to stay away from, I guess, the weaves and the glue and the, you know, superficial, I guess, popular images that they see out here on a day-to-day basis. So, yes, definitely. And the fashions are awesome. If you haven't had a chance to go to the website. Please go to AskNaturalWoman.com and click on the link. There's a direct tab there for the Natural Woman Fashion Show, and I'm sure you'll be impressed by some of the fashions. Now, let's talk about the magazine. I see that you have a full team of folks that help support the magazine and what you all do. Can you talk about some of the support and the people that you have involved?
Yes, I have the most fabulous, wonderful, gosh, they're my dream team. I love them so much. I know my best friend, me and Tamara, we are the two that created Natural Woman. We did it in her kitchen in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was November 2011. Tamara just lost her father, and I just found out I was pregnant with twins, and we were both like, oh, my gosh, what's about to happen? And so we started Natural Woman. And our thing was to make it just a simple, a blog, something where we can share information. We never expected it to grow as big as it did. But that's Tamara. She's in Nashville, Tennessee. She's the chief of beauty and fashion because she is so fabulous. We also have our director of beauty, Ms. Chanel Russell, who is also my cousin, and man, Chanel is such a godsend. She's our makeup artist and our beauty director. She writes the beauty articles, and she's one of the beautiful women that help make all the women on our cover and inside the magazine beautiful. We have Gidget Hunter Allen, who is the head of photography. She is phenomenal. And those Chanel, Tamara, and Gidget and Zephany have been with us since the very beginning of Natural Woman Magazine. Zephany is our relationship writer. Me and her used to write on the same newspaper in high school. And so she has stuck down with us since then. And then we have some new people on the team. Godson Vernell Anthony Dillingham. I know I probably messed his name up and he's going to get mad at me and text me. But he is a jack of all trades. He did the pictures for our last two covers, the cover we come out with now and the next cover. He's good with video. He does the sound. He makes connections. He's just like a key perfect person to have on any team. We also have Phil Hipfinger, who is a great videographer, and Kevin is another good video person. They're not on the website yet. And I'm thinking, did I miss anybody? Because we've had a lot of people come in and out the walls of Natural Woman Magazine. How did I could forget? My mother, Trezana Staples, she does environmental articles. I would not be who I am today if it wasn't for that woman, and she is a part of the team as well. And so, that's my dream team. And we just made a lot of new connections in Cincinnati and working with a lot of great organizations. So I'm just excited. I'm glad we made our home here in Cincinnati because I met a lot of great people and, people who are on the same mission we are with bringing quality entertainment that is going to empower, inspire, and help people love themselves from the inside out. So
Okay. Well, we're almost to our first break. This is Queen Tahira. You're listening to Sign of the Times. We will be right back.
Over time, I've been building my castle of love, just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my castle away. Over dreams, I have fixed out a perfect come true. Though you never knew it was of you I've been dreaming. The sand back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. Oh, did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe true if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, over love. For me now to find the love that I thought can never be mine. And though you don't believe that they do come true. Oh, did my dream come true when I looked at you? And maybe too if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed.
Greetings, everybody. This is Queen Tahira. Welcome back to Sign of the Times. Tonight we're talking to author Aziza Nubia, author of a book called The Natural Guide to Being a Woman, The Guide to Being a Woman. And she's also a publisher of Natural Woman Magazine. Sister Aziza, we have a question. Would you like to take a caller?
Sure. Let's go for it.
All right. All right. Peace. Welcome to Sign of the Times. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, greetings, Queen. How you doing? It's Brother Stephen Biko here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Greetings, Brother Stephen. Welcome.
Greetings.
Yes, yes. Yes, greetings, Sister Aziza. How are we doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I've really been enjoying the discussion. Anytime I run off writers, you know, journalists, folks who are about sharing information, I get excited. My daughter's an aspiring journalist as well. And, yes, and she is Sierra Leone, actually. That's her name, Sierra Leone. And,
okay.
If you happen to see the video of Miss Charlo Green, who quit on the air recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, it was my daughter who replaced her at that television station, so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's doing, you know, big things. Also into fashion as well. Has a developing fashion blog, which is entitled Before the Devil Wore Prada.
Oh, that's my favorite movie, man. Okay.
And I sent her your email address as well to connect with the magazine and everything else that's going on in the book.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but I really applaud any of our people. And it's amazing that you having you coming on this evening, because the brother last night was just speaking to this. He was making an appeal to our women to begin to tell their stories, to write books, and to share information from their perspective, you know, with our people. Doesn't matter if you're a housewife or, you know, a cashier at, you know, at a McDonald's, whatever the case may be. So
exactly.
I appreciate that. Now, I have a quick question.
Okay.
And what you're doing, and you and those beautiful people who are working with you, because I celebrate that as well. I think that we have to have more collaboration and less competition when it comes to working towards the greater good of our people. But what do you see now that needs to occur? Of course, we know how much our people are being negatively impacted by what they receive through media outlets. What do you think is going to be some of the key things that, on a whole, our people, our community, even society, are going to have to do to, you know, better counteract these negative influences and, of course, the negative consequences that come from the actions of these influences?
That's a good question. Well, the number one thing, first thing that came to my mind was stop watching TV and stop listening to the radio. Eat healthy. Wow. You know, it is all about, we have to get everybody, before we want to try to tackle a problem as a whole, we need to make sure we're whole first. You know, it's important that we all get our life missions in order and be in tune with what it is that we're supposed to do, because once we are in alignment with who we are, you know, we're in alignment with the Most High's mission for us and our people. And so first thing is really get that self-improvement, know thyself, heal thyself, get yourself in tune, and then you'll start to collaborate and meet up with like-minded people who are on the same thing that you're on, you know. And I always tell positivity and healthy vibrations, it's like, you know, excuse how I put this term, but it's like a drug. It just passes and it just spreads and it's so addictive. And when everybody can just be focused on themselves and get themselves in order, everything else around them falls into order, falls into place. And they will be able to create better solutions for our people and solve some of the problems that we're facing.
Okay, I got you on that. Now, what, when you say get themselves together, I need a little more elaboration, only because I personally subscribe to the thought that self-improvement is the basis for community development. So I believe that they need to be done simultaneously. But when we say we need, our people need to get themselves together, what did you suggest is that process by which they begin to actually do that?
Is get your mind right. Get your mind right first. You know, that's the key thing. Check out how you feeling. You know, we need to eliminate that vibration of fear altogether. We need to start. I teach my boys to be the most fearless thing on this planet, as well as my daughter, and I feel like that as myself, because you can't have any fear. You can't be on a negative vibration because we create that for ourselves. We continue to create the problem. So the first thing is to get your mind right. Start to think better thoughts. Start to eat healthier, because healthy foods help you to think better. You know, get, you know, keep your focus. You know, you have to learn how to think. You know, what are your thoughts focused on? This is coming from my perspective, because, you know, that's so important. You know, we're constantly creating reality by thinking. And so if we're in messed up situations, our situation, our thoughts process are messed up. So you have to get your mind right. Stop watching negative television. Stop listening to negative music. Stop being around negative people.
Okay. I feel you on that. All right. Well, I definitely appreciate the information, and I'm going to be checking out the website as well.
Okay. Thank you.
I feel good about being able to make Black History with 101050 by being able to purchase your book, because Steve Harvey just didn't do it for me, you know, and I wasn't even interested in reading the book that was telling our women to think like a man and act like a lady. So when you're dealing with the art of being a woman, that's definitely a subject that I'm definitely interested in learning more about. Look forward to it, sis.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for the question. That was awesome.
Thank you, Brother Stephen. Now, I saw where you were just in Cincinnati with Dr. Concier and Althea. Can you talk about what you all did? And you mentioned that detoxing is a part of the book as well. So can you talk about that process and how you went through that?
Yes. Well, we, with Dr. Concier Thought of Inside Body and Althea King, who's the director, we created the Take the Challenge Healthy Food and Fitness Festival. It was an event that took place in Cincinnati, Ohio, on October 11th. But the event was canceled because
Mercury is in retrograde, and the fire alarms inside the building kept going off, and they could not stop it, so we had to cancel the event. But the whole purpose of the event was to create an expo-like atmosphere with a lot of games and sports activities for children, healthy food demonstrations, and, you know, we created a platform to pass out information that can help parents and families eradicate childhood obesity. And so if the fire alarms would have never went crazy on us, I know it would have been an awesome event. But I look forward to planning the one for next year. There definitely will be one next year, so I'm excited about that. But detoxing is super important. That's what jump started my spiritual awakening. It was through the food. And I think I mentioned this before when I was on the talk show with Sister Althea, but you know, I used to weigh over 232 pounds. I think I topped in at 256. I'm not sure. But I used to, you know, I had diabetes. I had high blood pressure. And I had arthritis. And I was only 22 years old. And diabetes was my worst fear because my entire family, you know, everybody has it. And I did not want to be like that. And so when I found out I had it, I did not want to get insulin shots. You know, I did not want to have to go that route, so I had to find a different way. And I started learning information about holistic living. Dr. Africa changed my life because that set it off for me right there. I found him. That was such a blessing. I started checking out, you know, the Dhuti Matra, Jewel Pilgrim, a lot of the, you know, master teachers on holistic health, Queen Afua. And I just started to change my diet, detoxify myself from toxins. And in my book, I talk about toxins in your body. You can think of that as negative energy, because when we have a high level of toxins in our body, your vibration is going to be negative. I shared an experience when I did a sweat lodge back in 2011. It was at a rough point in my life, and I went into the sweat lodge with all of this stress, all of this worry, I was low on money, needed gas, you know, all this stuff happening. And I went to the sweat lodge, very stressed and very tense. And a sweat lodge is an ancient Native American ceremony where you go in and you're purified by sweating. They put these hot stones in the little hut that we're in, and it's a super powerful spiritual experience. But after this sweat lodge, I came out and I felt reborn, like all those thoughts and feelings that I felt so much lighter. I felt happier. It was hard for me to be mad. You know, I felt really good. And the only thing I did was sweat. And everybody tells you sweat out toxins. And it just hit me like, wow, toxins really, you know, your toxin level really will tell you how negative you are, you know. And so I always tell people, when you are wanting to manifest a better life for yourself and attract to you better situations, the only way to do that is to feel good. You know, you can do it with hard, you know, work where you're working 60 hours a week. But when you're attracting and manifesting things, like I manifest things without even having money, you know, things, I know how to work that, you know. So if you want to be like that, you have to feel good. You have to be on a high vibration. And so when you're detoxing, that helps you to have happier thoughts. And a lot of the food, and detoxing is important because a lot of the foods that we're eating, as far as the high fructose corn syrup, the MSGs, those foods are created to stop your feel-good hormones in your body. You know, when you eat it, that's stopping you from feeling good. So that's why we get addicted and think we need cake to feel better, because it's sweet. You know, so detoxing is so important, because you can't manifest positive things with an unhealthy, toxic body. You know, it won't work. And so I have a nice chapter where I talk about detoxing. When I started my journey, I got into working herbs. Like, one of my gifts, I know a lot about herbs. I can connect with nature and plants and animals, and just I know things about them that I didn't read in a book. I just know. And it's just a strange connection. But I started, you know, making all these different detox regimens, herbal teas, teas to help with high blood pressure, diabetes, how to lose weight, teas to enhance memory, teas to prevent, you know, to reverse fertility and have sexual arousal. And so I made these teas, you know, and all these teas I made and the knowledge I was learning, I was able to, one, lose all my weight, but actually shift my entire reality. Like, I shifted my entire train of thinking, where it was literally I was one person at one point and changed to a whole nother person just through doing a month of detoxing, a month of just spiritual cleansing. And so detoxing is important, and detoxing should be done twice a year. And that's my public service announcement.
I say. Now, when you did detox, what foods did you eat, and what foods did you stay away from?
I ate a lot of raw foods, a lot of kale, a lot of fruits and vegetables, organic fruits and vegetables. Luckily, at the time, my mother had a garden, so we just ate out the garden all the time. You know, I stayed away from meat, from pork, from steak, from fish, from eggs, from butter, from milk. I was never a dairy eater, so I never liked cheese or milk, which is good, but I stopped eating all of that stuff. Anything that was white, the rice and the starches, I just stopped eating it and focused on live foods. And I had to learn how to get real creative with the foods, but those were the foods that I ate, you know, most of the time. I do a lot of juicing, but it's all live, raw, healthy foods.
Well, we've got another caller. 5976, thank you for calling Sign of the Times. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing well. Peace and blessings, Sister Queen, and peace and blessings, Sister Aziza.
Peace, Brother Mike.
And, this is a great show. And, you know, I'm familiar. You know, I've done some study, you know, to the law of attraction. And I strive to practice the law of attraction. And you know, it's funny. And I'm gonna ask you a question. I you know, my history has been, you know, as an adult, has been one of, you know, as an activist, you know, a black activist, you know, who was very you know, desirous of helping our people to, you know, come together so that we can throw off, you know, a lot of the things that have been done, you know, and are being done, you know, by outside forces. And as an adult, you know, when I came into a consciousness, I kind of, you know, I thought that, you know, being angry, you know, having that chip on your shoulder, you know, was the way, you know, that you were supposed to, you know, the way you're supposed to represent yourself, you know, like, you know, you couldn't be happy. You had to be angry, you know, and that if you was, you know, anybody, you know, if you was happy, you know, that don't worry, be happy, you know, you was a sellout, you know, you was, you know, turning your back on the cause. And, you know, and I carried that type of mindset and thought process for a very long time, to the point where it had gotten so heavy. You know, all of that negative energy that I was holding on to, it got so heavy that, you know, if I didn't let it go, I probably wouldn't be speaking on this line right now. So, you know, I had to let it go. And, you know, I was seeking, you know, I'm a student. I study. I read. You know, that's what I do. So I started, I bought this book called The Science of Getting Ripped. I bought this book. Signs of Getting Rich, and it was written by a man named Wallace Wattles. And I was just thinking, like, well, the same way I studied black history, if I study, you know, money, you know, maybe I could make me some money and then I'll be all right, you know. And little did I know, I thought that this book was about money, you know, but the book was about the law of attraction. And and it helped me to begin to understand, you know, the importance on focusing on what you want instead of focusing on what you don't want or opposing what you don't want. And, you know, long story short, it's helped me to begin to appreciate, you know, what life is and the opportunities in life and how important it is to strive to, you know, be optimistic and to, you know, you know, and let the light in, and let the, you know, and let the positivity in. My question would be, you know, knowing how important balance is, you know, it's definitely helped me to be able to interact with people better and to even just, you know, manage my own life better. My question would be, like, how would, you know, one, you know, find a balance between, yeah, you know, focusing on yourself and focusing on managing your emotions and your thought process and what you attract to you, but also, you know, living in a society, you know, around people who, you know, have, you know, fell down and carry with them that, you know, that negative charge and that negative focus. Like, how do you, you know, how do you strike that balance between, of course, wanting to, you know, be able to create a positive momentum for yourself, but also at the same time, you know, being surrounded by others and, you know, wanting to help them, but not wanting to be dragged back into, you know, that miserable mind state, you know, where you focus on all the wrong instead of focusing all that can be right.
Well, that's an excellent question. And my advice would be, you know, first off, you know, you are who you hang around. So if you hang around a person long enough, and after you're trying to give them, you know, pass on that positive energy and they're not taking it, you know, it's best to make moves, because either you're going to be consumed by it or it's going to always, you know, create some type of friction. But I always tell people, when you're on a certain vibration for a certain amount of time, you're going to be drawn to people who are more on your level and more on your vibration. And sometimes you may have to deal with a person that may be stuck with negativity, but the best way to, you know, repel negativity is to stay extra positive, you know. You know, a lot of times I tell people, take your ego out of it. If you could take your ego out of a situation and a person is crazy and tripping on you, you know, you can actually laugh at it and not take it so offensively. And just that right there blocks that negative energy from even entering into you. So it's just all about, you know, you can only help a person for so long, you know, because sometimes we can get off balance by wanting to help as many people as possible, but they're not ready or not even open to accepting it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sister Azizi, you said that when you got ready to change your diet and everything, it was after you had been diagnosed with diabetes. Once you started to change your lifestyle, did the diabetes go away, or is it spread, or do you think that helped?
No, I am, like, as healthy as an ox. That's the saying for it. I don't have diabetes, high blood pressure. I'm very healthy. Very, very healthy.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because like you said, we've got those things. And I think people think that just because elders in their family have come down with disease, that they're more prone to get it. But I think what we're actually finding out is, like you said, it has a lot to do with our diet.
It does. It has a lot to do with your diet. And it has a lot to do with your thinking as well, you know. And I try to tell people to tackle that thought at first, because diabetes stems from, you know, constant the lack of sweetness in life, always constantly worrying, you know, those kind of thoughts. Are you a doubter, you know, or those are the thoughts that are creating the diabetes, you know. So if you can tackle it at the thought and just think differently, you know, you can heal yourself from anything without even having to use the food. You know, that's how powerful your thoughts are. The foods are the like the aid, the help. But it all stems from thought.
So you changed your thought process first, and then
it started with the food. You know, the food opened up the gateway, because you remember how I said with me detoxing and wanting to clear out, you know, just my body just to be healthy, you know, that opened up, that created some type of
spiritual awakening, a kundalini rising, should I say, where I had that moment of enlightenment, you know, that moment where I just saw past, present, and future all at the same time, where I was, you know, that at the source, you know, I was perceiving reality in this human vehicle at that level where I knew I was the creator. You know, I was connected with that source that we're all there, and so it was just through the food. The food was the gateway, and just from there, I started learning more about thoughts, you know, because a lot of times you can eat healthy and still be sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the times, so it started with the food, and then I started learning more about thoughts and creating reality, and so I've, you know, just learned and disciplined myself to think positive and to be mindful of how I'm thinking and how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So do you, in order to, I guess, keep the weight off, I guess you don't go through any sort of special ritual or anything to, you know, keep your mindset a certain way?
Yeah. I don't think about it. I don't think I'm fat. Like, a lot of times people are fat because they think they're fat. So I just stopped thinking about it. I stopped worrying about what I ate, you know. I tell people I lost a lot of my weight without having to work out, just eating healthy and thoughts. You know, now I'm working out more because I want to tighten up now. But I stopped thinking about it. You know, a lot of times you create how you look by how you think and feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may not want to admit it because, you know, the emotions or whatever, but it's true. You know, you have to stop thinking about it. You have to change your mindset. Like, I don't worry about gaining weight. I don't gain weight. You know, when I worry about gaining weight, that's when I gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't worry about it, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. I'm slowly but surely experiencing that. That change, and it feels wonderful. You're absolutely right. Like, you're not pulling on anybody's coattails when you talk about being free and how much it frees up your thought process and the way that you think and the way that you perceive things, even if the person or the situation is perceived as negative. You still can, like you said, eventually, you know, find some laughter in it. So, yeah, change your mind, change your life is definitely something that you can believe in. It works. It definitely works.
Yeah. Words to live by.
I say. Now, I see, too, in the magazine where you're looking for people who are fabulous over 40. Is that still going on?
Yes. We are working on this humongous project. I'm so excited. I love to create. I love to create things that are awesome. But we're doing this project called Fabulous Over 40, where we have searched for women who are over 40. You know, not all. You don't have to be in your 40s, but just over the age of 40. So you can be however old you wish to be. So we have a lot of women from a different, you know, from wide ranges. We have a 64-year-old woman, someone in her 50s, but we interviewed and featured all these women on the cover, and there's still women, you know, submitting in their Fabulous Over 40 submissions, and we're adding it to the magazine. But the whole project is to inspire our younger generation, as well as the older generation, that it doesn't matter how old you are, how old you get, where you come from, what you've been through, that you can still be successful. It doesn't matter how you wear your hair, or what kind of makeup you have. It's all about what makes you a natural woman, and that's using your divine gifts, talents, and skills to create a better reality and affect change in the world. And so the women that we featured in this article, well, in this, I don't even call it a magazine article now because we're doing so much as far as video. You know, we're having a web series based on it. We're doing a lot of things with this whole project. So check out the magazine in November. It's going to be fun. But, you know, we're highlighting these women. All of these women are in the entertainment industry or, you know, they're book authors, you know, they're community advocates, and they do powerful, life-changing things. And, you know, I just wanted to highlight women that make change. You know, let our focus be on something positive. You know, let our focus be on something that's going to help us. And so
That's the Fabulous Over 40. We're still accepting people's submissions. If you want it to be featured in the magazine, you know, we'll feature your picture and your paragraph about what makes you 40, based upon, you know, the submissions and the ones we choose. But we're still accepting that, and November will be our Fabulous Over 40 month, something that I hope everybody will enjoy and learn a lot from. So it's cool.
Okay. And it's just a matter of registering online if you would like to receive the online version of Natural Woman Magazine, right? You just put in your email address?
Yes, yes. You just put in your email address, and you will be subscribed, and you will receive a monthly free online version of Natural Woman Magazine. We also have copies available in print. If you wanted to purchase a copy. But starting after our Fabulous Over 40 issue, which is the last issue of the year, we will be charging a small fee for online copies so we can keep the bills paid, because I do have a big team that I need to take care of. So mm-hmm. We'll be moving to that because the magazine has grown so much. But, yes, for right now you can subscribe online for free. It's a lot of good information. We have a lot of good videos. We have a blog page. You know, it's you know, I just want it to be information that will help women find their goals and achieve them and just have that support and that motivation to keep living and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And the advertising rates are really reasonable as well. So please go to www.askasknaturalwoman.com. And please check out the website. Your ads are not bad, considering you're pretty much getting an online ad and a hard copy ad when you submit your advertising.
Yes, we are actually having an advertising special going on for this Fabulous Over 40 issue. And, you know, we wanted to do this to promote our small business owners, because that's another thing of why we started Natural Woman, is to help entrepreneurs get their products to the right people. So we have small business rates that are very affordable for any small business. Yes, you will receive a copy on the magazine, online and hard copy, but you also get our, you know, your ad will be circulated in our email blast. It will be circulated through our social media sites. And with this Fabulous Over 40, we're doing a lot of things with it as far as a webinar, doing some live footage. I can't talk about too much, but everyone who is an advertiser during that issue will also get a part of that advertisement as well. So it's really a great deal, and, you know, you'll get a lot of exposure for advertising for this issue. So, you know, we just want to help spread the wealth, create a platform where, you know, entrepreneurs can get their products in front of people who want natural, healthy products for themselves. You know, they want to know about positive events. And it's another way of just uniting, you know, making a global economy through online, mm-hmm. you know, connecting owners with the, you know, the right market of consumer.
Yeah, we talk about through 10, 10, 50. I'm glad Brother Steven said that he had committed himself to purchasing your book, because we speak about collective economics all the time on Sign of the Times and through the work that we do through the UAC. So hopefully the listeners will, you know, help purchase the book and buy some advertising and help Natural Woman to continue on the rate that it's on. I see that you're in 39 countries.
That number has increased a lot. We just had a heavy push in our South American market, so I haven't even tallied up the new countries we have, but from that last, we were in 39 countries. We have over 20,000 subscribers. We have readers in Africa, Australia, Europe. We have a big market there. It's awesome. You know, I never expected this message or this movement to grow as much as it has. You know, so I'm just excited on seeing it spread and, you know, making change in the world.
I say. Well, Sister Aziza, does your name, Aziza, it sounds like it has a meaning to it. Is that your given name, or did you name yourself that, or what does Aziza mean?
Well, that's a story I have to tell behind it. That is not my birth name. I was born Erica Myrie Hillman. And when I had my awakening, and that's a book within itself. I may make it into a movie because it's so strange. But I'm very clairvoyant, so I've always had the gift to connect with, you know, angels. Some people call them angels, your ancestors, different deities, and past relatives. And so I've always had this relationship with, you know, past relatives when they, you know, pass on. And so during this time of my awakening, my great aunt, somebody who she always said I reminded her of her as younger. I didn't know she was a shaman. Like, she went around the country healing people and made all these magical herbs to heal people, like a healer. I never knew this, but she came to me in a dream, and she was standing at the foot of my bed, and it felt like it was really real. Like, I it didn't feel like I was asleep. And so she was calling me Aziza, and she was calling me, and she kept calling me Aziza. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, when I answered her, I woke up. And so I looked up the name Aziza, and it meant esteemed, precious, and cherished. And the name Aziza, it lines up with my life path number if you get into the numerology and all that kind of stuff. And so it just felt right. And, at that point, I didn't feel like Erica. I didn't feel like the person I used to be, and Aziza fit, and Nubia just came about. It just came about, and it just sounded right, and it meshed. So that's how that name came to me. That's a whole other story, because I have experiences like that.
I say. That's amazing. It just affirms that you are definitely spiritually in tune with who you are and your life path. And, you know, I wish the best for you. And so please remind everybody how they can get in contact with you again, please, in the website and an email.
Yes, you can get in touch. You can email asknaturalwoman@gmail.com or visit our website at asknaturalwoman.com. Those are the best way to get in touch with us. We do have a business number at 220-200-0109. Or you can try to, if you can social media me, and somehow, luckily, I can get to the message because I get a million messages a day. You can try that, but, reaching me through the magazine would be the best way.
All right. All right, well, thank you, Sister Aziza, for your time tonight. Thank you, everyone who has tuned in to Sign of the Times. We will be back tomorrow night with John H. Carter and his project. The Blackout Mondays has moved on to a phase two, so we're excited to hear about the financial institutions that he has contacted and connected with, and we're ready to ramp this thing up, y'all, so we can get some definite results and get a bigger bang for our buck. And so, Sister Aziza, thank you so much for your time tonight. Thank you for joining us on Sign of the Times. And I'm looking forward to linking up with you while you're here in the city of Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you, Queen. Thank you for having me a part, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
All right. Well, we will see everybody tomorrow night at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, this is Queen Tahira signing off. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.